What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Mistakes Were Made, a casual gaming podcast where we talk about everything and anything relating to games. My name is The Real Spoons, a.k.a. Cat Stevens, and across from me here is Bagaroni. Macaroni. How's it going, Mr. Bags?
It's going, Cat.
Cat, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, my dog. And, you know, we've had a surge of Mistakes Were Made podcast uploaded recently to the interwebs.
Three all at once.
We were pumping them out, baby.
Some of the topics were outdated, but...
Completely outdated.
That's just what we wanted to talk about.
We announced our predictions for Game Awards after the Game Awards came out. Woo!
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. That's when it was uploaded. Because we recorded it the night before the Game Awards. And they were uploaded after the Game Awards.
We've been lazy.
Yeah, but we're getting back on track here. And today's episode is going to focus on the Game Awards winners. We're going to talk about who won what. And then we're also probably just going to have some spiels and things like that some of that. Food. But before we get into that, the sponsors for the day is WrathCaps. Check out Instagram.com/WrathCaps, WrathCaps. If you want awesome keycaps such as Baby Groot, or
BB
Root, or Jason, the Friday the 13th guy.
BB Karibo?
Baby Karibo.
I don't remember his name.
Key Rebo, I think it was. Key Rebo. He has some cool ones on there. Instagram.com/WrathCaps. I just thought of having him. I literally just thought of mentioning his name, so I figured I'd go ahead.
Key Rebo.
But if you want some cool caps for your keyboard,
he showed me some of his concepts that he's coming out with.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, gonna be dope. Go check him out. Instagram.com/WrathCaps. WrathCaps. And another sponsor of the show is Pepsi. I'm just kidding.
No, it's not.
What have you been playing lately? I know Christmas just happened, so you got some new digs, you know, some new games to jam on. What have you been
before
diving into?
Before I went away, it was Sekiro. Sekiro's so good. I'm so close to the end.
Yeah.
I was playing that. Still going to beat that. On Christmas Eve at my cousin's place, I played some Smash.
Nice.
Played some Puyo Puyo Tetris. Played some Tetris 99.
That's funny. I also played Smash on Christmas Eve.
Interesting. Yeah. Got my ass handed to me because my cousins are gods at that game.
Yeah.
Then on Christmas, I played some Luigi's Mansion 3. Luigi's Mansion 3.
I like Guai Guy.
What else? Then last night, I jumped into some Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Yeah, it was good. I bought it for myself because I didn't get it, so I bought it.
Nice. How far in to Luigi's Mansion and Jedi are you?
Luigi's Mansion, I want to say I got 5 of the elevator buttons back.
Do you have Luigi?
Yes.
Then, yeah.
I have him.
Solid.
And then for Jedi Fallen Order, I'm probably like an hour and a half, 2 hours in. Around there.
Are you liking it?
It's good.
Difficult?
It's difficult in the sense I'm used to Sekiro controls.
Mm-hmm.
And the blocking in Sekiro is slightly different than the blocking in Jedi.
You have it on PC?
Yeah.
Epic Game Store?
No.
Oh. If you got the Epic Game Store, you would have got the Stormtrooper Fortnite character.
Fuck! Damn it, I didn't know that. But whatever. Yeah. I got it on Steam. Maybe I'll return it.
Yeah.
But, this is probably 2 hours over. But whatever. I bought it on Steam, playing it. It runs real great. A lot of the issues I've heard people having with like climbing and things of that nature, it got patched recently. I haven't had really any mobility issues. It's just the combat I'm trying to get used to because I've played a lot of Sekiro, so it's a little different. And I think I'm just in a Sekiro mode. And I play Sekiro on PS4, and I'm using an Xbox One Elite controller to play Jedi, so it's a little different in that sense. But it's good. It's fun.
Really Xbox One Elite controller. I forgot you had an Elite controller.
Yeah, I have an Elite controller.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah. I don't have an Elite Series 2. I have the OG.
The OG. But it's good?
Yeah.
Solid?
Yeah,
no, it's good. Like it more than the regular one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Nice. Nice. That's a question. Because the new Xbox Series X has an extra button on it. And they just came out. It has like a share button.
Yeah.
And they just came out with the Elite Controller 2 or whatever, and that doesn't have a share button. So are they going to come out with a 3? Are they going to update the 2? What's going to happen? Maybe.
I mean, PlayStation did that peripheral thing on the bottom.
You pop in,
it's a share button.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You know? Or like the Elite Controller, you have the extra paddles, just make one of them a share button.
Yeah, it could be. So that's probably what they'll do as well, and probably introduce a new one.
Yeah. Before... All right, I'll talk about this later.
You sure?
Yeah, just say what you've been playing.
All right. So let's see. I've been playing Destiny 2, grinding through that.
Oh, yeah, I was playing a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, they're currently having the Dawning, so you get to bake. You make baked goods, and you deliver it to people.
Yeah, I keep getting Snapchats.
And stuff, yeah. So they got all that stuff, so doing that. And you know, a little bit of Rocket League, and actually yesterday I played Gears 5 for the first time in a while, because I wanted to try Free For All out, because I've heard nothing really good things about Free For All, and it's actually awesome. Like, they made like specific maps for Free For All, so it's not like it doesn't have like spawning issues and things like that. I played 2 matches. I got like 3rd place the first match, and I won the 2nd match.
Yeah,
and like it's a lot of fun. It's probably like one of their more well done like modes that they've kind of done.
Yeah.
Like, they actually like didn't just throw Free For All in, you know, like they did with Judgment. But it was fun. I didn't buy Operation 2 just because I don't see myself like actually leveling through the whole thing. It's just, you know, Free For All, they did a good job with it. So happy about that. That was fun. Let's see. What else have I been playing? I played a little bit of Smash. Played some pinball because my cousin had a pinball machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my cousin Jake has a pinball machine, like the taxi pinball machines, I think. Let's see. What else? There was other games I played, I think.
I don't know.
It was on Steam, probably. I don't know. But I've just been trying to play a lot of Destiny 2, just grinding away at that and having a good time with it. I think that I didn't get... I already have Luigi's Mansion 3, which I have been playing, like, you know, semi-often. But it's downstairs, so I play on the TV down there whenever I just want to chill out. I didn't get Jedi Fallen Order. And I also want to play Control, but hopefully it comes to Game Pass sooner than later. Because all that hoopla that happened. I want to play Jedi Fallen Order at some point, but we'll see. I still have to, you know, I want to play Sekiro at some point, which I have, you know, access to. Yeah. And, I also got, our buddy Rick, you know, he got me a new Xbox controller because the one I lent him, like, it broke, with the charging port, like, fell in, so it doesn't really charge. But he also gave me my Breath of the Wild back, so I can beat Ganon at some point. You know, I probably will.
I need to beat Link's Awakening too.
That's a great, great one. Yeah, I really enjoyed like the boss battles for Link's Awakening.
Yeah,
like it was cool. Yeah, it's just like a lot of different things. So.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that whole game. Like
it's a good game. I just don't play as much video games as I used to.
Well, maybe you should quit your job.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
do
I
it.
Need to.
But yeah, that's about all I've been playing, really. That's about it, you know. I do want to download Untitled Goose Game, though, and have my wife play it, though. Have Maria try it out, because I feel like she would like that game, because it's like, it's just a silly game, and a lot of people seem to love it. But it's on Game Pass now, so I can just download it on my Xbox. So I probably will do that at some point, you know, get the goose rolling.
Get the goose?
Yeah. The goose, the gray goose.
It's a white goose.
Maybe to you. I don't see color, even though I just said it was gray, but, Yeah. So what did you want to talk about? Go ahead.
Game Awards. The winners came out, you know?
The Game Awards 2019?
Let's just jump straight to it, you know?
Game of the Year that we want to talk about?
Yeah, fucking Sekiro.
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
The game is so good. If you like Souls games, go play it. We said in the last episode we did not think it was going to win.
Yeah.
Because and it so won. I didn't even watch the end. I fell asleep. And that game, I'm so happy it won.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I texted you right away
yeah.
when it won. I was just like, Sekiro!
Yeah, I was so happy yeah. it won. That game is so good.
Yeah. They had Vin Diesel announce it.
Really?
Yeah, like Michelle Rodriguez came out.
Oh, I saw the replay,
and then
actually.
Vin Diesel came out, and yeah. then they announced the Fast and Furious game, and then they announced Game of the Year. But yeah, I'm surprised that it won.
Yeah, me too. I think Jedi Fallen Order would have won if it was, like, eligible.
Oh,
like it
yeah.
was, but people didn't vote for it. But yeah. Sekiro, I think, is deserving. I think it was the most polished like game
yeah.
of this year.
I just feel like it's like kind of crazy that like a game that's so difficult was a game that was like
that. Just voted. Says what this year was. Like it wasn't like there's no banger, no sure thing this year.
Yeah,
and I'm sure like the split votes helped it in the end. Like everybody's yeah. like, you know.
Yeah, I wish. And they might have mentioned this on another podcast that we listened to, but like I wish they would show like who the runner up was and like or how close
yeah, like
it was
the,
maybe
like
or something like that.
Breakdown.
Yeah, like I don't need to see who voted for what, but maybe just like
just
number wise or at least just show us who the runner up was to like Game of the Year. I don't think they said that. But yeah, Sekiro, good for them, you know. And did you see like the screenshot someone took of the developers the second that they were announced as Game of the Year? It was like the most like wholesome like screenshot like the two Asian guys or Japanese guys or whatever.
Yeah.
Like one of them was just like this, like couldn't believe it, and the other one was just like kind of like you know like was just like amazed.
Yeah, because everybody thought the same stuff we thought. Like the game yeah. is really good, but it's so niche that it's not going to win.
Yeah. So they were like super, you know, happy and surprised
right, yeah.
and stuff. And, like, the great part about the Game Awards is, like, Jeff Keighley says, you know, he doesn't let the developers know if they've won or not. Like,
oh,
you know, some
find out then.
Yeah, they literally find out when everyone else finds out. So, yeah. And actually, speaking of the Game Awards, I don't know if you know this, the Xbox Series X announcement,
mm-hmm.
like, they do a rehearsal of the entire Game Awards.
Yeah.
And when Phil Spencer was at the rehearsal, they didn't talk about Xbox Series X. They talked about Game Pass. And so, literally no one knew except for Phil Spencer and Jeff Keighley and maybe like a few other people that the Xbox Series X was going to be announced.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so like that, like it shocked like everybody.
But like I was going to say this earlier, like the Series X, it's only supposed to be like there's going to be multiple Xboxes, they said.
Yeah.
Like Series X is only one of them. Like yeah. there's going to be like I don't know, Series
it's the top tier. The Xbox
Series B,
X.
Series O.
Yeah. It's going to be
whatever.
Series S probably
yeah,
cuz they
probably,
do the X and the S. It's just like the iPhone sort yeah. of stuff. But yeah. So I like that alone of like not like it's so hard nowadays to like not have something leak out.
Uh-huh.
That like well, I hope they do it. That kind of stuff for like E3 where it's like even if they do a rehearsal, maybe there's like a huge, you know, thing that they're going to like someone's going to announce and they just don't mention it at
yeah,
rehearsal,
yeah.
you know, like that would be awesome because it'd
yeah.
be such a surprise to everybody. And like to keep things kind of like tight lipped,
mm-hmm.
you know, just it was just so cool. Like when they said that, not that I was like super hyped. I mean, I was surprised that they showed the Xbox Series X.
So was I.
But
I'm
like
that's not going to be.
But like that's the way you do
thing.
It. You
yeah.
know, like that's like. Where no one knows it's coming,
right.
and then you drop the bomb, you know.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the backwards compatibility thing, like a few years ago when like Xbox came out and they were like, "Oh, we're gonna do backwards compatibility."
Uh-huh.
And everyone's like, "Holy shit! Like this is what we've been wanting forever."
Right.
So yeah, very cool that they did that. But anyway, let's get into the next thing here: action game, Devil May Cry 5.
I didn't play it, but I think yeah. is it on Game Pass? I think it is.
I don't know, but I've heard really good things. K-More actually is.
I
a
never
huge...
played any of the DMCs, so
yeah.
I don't really.
He's a big Devil May Cry fan, and
yeah.
he really liked 5. Like I remember
okay.
when it came out, he like binged it, so he really enjoyed it. So I've heard good things from like other streamers and things like that. about it, but yeah, never tried. I might try it out like eventually if it is on Game Pass. I might.
It might be. I don't remember.
Yeah, Sekiro also won Best Action Adventure Game.
Yeah,
so that's great.
They do that thing when like one of them like it wins Game of the Year, and then after it goes, they also won.
Yeah. Let's see. Art Direction Control won that. I was surprised by that. I thought Death Stranding was going to win Best Art Direction.
Did Death Stranding win anything?
I don't think so. Let's see. Audio Design, it didn't. Community Support, that was Destiny, won Community Support.
Yeah.
Content Creator of the Year, Shroud, Esports Coach, Esports Event. This is all esports shit. Family Game, Fighting Game, Fresh Indie Game.
Family Game.
Oh, I think it won Best Game Direction, which is what they say basically as a runner-up to Game of the Year. You know, it's game direction. Like, that's such, like, a general statement.
I know, right?
You know, like, that's basically saying, like, oh, you almost won Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Like, awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovative in-game direction and design. It's like, that just sounds like what Game of the Year's
right.
Description is. Yeah, I think that's the only thing that it won. It's not, well,
I don't think it was that great. Like, I mean, I didn't play it, so I can't.
Yeah. Oh, apparently this game Disco Elysium won a bunch.
People love that game.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
until
I've heard of
this.
It before. Yeah, through podcasts and stuff. But I've
what
never
kinda,
seen gameplay.
What
kind of
game is it?
I don't know.
It might be on Game Pass.
Maybe.
I might have to try that out. Let's see. Role playing game. Yeah, Disco Elysium won that as well. Death Stranding also won Best Score in Music.
Okay.
So apparently the music in that game is good. Strategy. Yeah, so I think those are that's the only two it won. Game Direction, Score in Music, I guess. Let's see. I do have the Game Pass app. We can check. What the hell's going on? You hear that downstairs?
Yeah.
It's like someone fucking running
around.
Your
wife is walking around.
My wife. Let's see here. So we want to see if Devil May Cry, ladies and gentlemen, is it going to be on there? Find out in about a few seconds. Yeah, Devil May Cry 5 is on there, but it's only on console.
Oh, okay. So I have to turn on my Xbox.
Yeah, Disco
is what you're saying.
Disco Elysium.
I turned my Xbox One on, which hasn't been on in like forever.
Yeah, Disco Elysium's not on there. Do you ever play Dishonored 2?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have it. Okay. Yeah.
I see. Gears Tactics also coming to PC on Game Pass. You know?
Uh-huh.
Wait, why is this in the recently added? Gears Tactics is it out? Oh, it's the pre-order. That's why.
Pre-order on Game Pass, though? I guess you can buy games through it, right?
Yeah, for a discounted price. So, have you tried Halo Reach yet?
No, I want to. I haven't installed, yes. I want to, but...
It's fun. Like,
we thought about
playing
it last night, but Cameron didn't have it installed, and he doesn't have Game Pass, so...
Doesn't have Game Pass? What kind of man is he?
Even Kevin had it.
Kevin, the guy who plays two games, Rocket League and Overwatch.
He was playing both of them last night.
Yeah. Wow. Also, Ape Out is on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Game Pass Ultimate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Epic Games was doing, like, the 12 Days of Christmas free game each day. And I'm trying to see. They had a really great one. Fuck. I'm trying to see. View Activity. Here we go. So, they had one that I missed. So Faster Than Light was on there. I got that. It's only available for that day.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so it's not like beforehand. Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. Celeste was free on there, which I think it has been before.
Yeah.
There were new God of War stuff that was free on there. Ape
I
Out.
Got Celeste through Epic Games.
Okay, gotcha. Super Hot was free on there.
Super Hot.
Towerfall Ascension. Bada boom, bada bing, baby. Oh, Into the Breach. That was the game. Remember that game,
yeah.
Into the Breach? Yeah, that was free on the Epic Store. I didn't get it, though.
No?
Yeah, like I got like the alert and I just was like, oh, I'll just pick this up. Because I assumed it was an alert that was like, you know, one that lasts like the whole month or whatever. Like, and it was only realize it was only for a day. So I got screwed out of that one, Epic.
Well, you should have paid more attention.
I'm going to delete the Epic store now.
Well, no more Fortnite for you.
Yeah, Fortnite sucks. Lightsabers in Fortnite, though, you know?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw people will just, like, drop all their guns and just duel.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw one, like, clip. Some guy was playing as Kylo Ren, and someone else was Red Stormtrooper for the First Order or whatever, and he, like, saw Kylo Ren. Uh-huh. And just like gave him like Kylo Ren's lightsaber, like dropped it for him, and just kept following him around and just helping him.
That's funny.
Yeah, so pretty cool. But yeah, pretty cool stuff. So yeah, I mean the other Game Awards stuff. Do you want to go over each category?
No, just ones you think are big.
Okay. Ones I think are big. The penis category: Death Stranding 1, Norman Reedus.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's because you can urinate in that game.
Yep. Let's see. Art direction. Control. We talked about that. Audio. Who cares? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, well, okay. First off, actually, I do care about audio. I'm changing my mind. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
That one?
Audio design, yeah. Best over Death Stranding, Control, Gears 5, and Resident Evil 2. And Sekiro.
Gears 5 was pretty cool. Sekiro, the music doesn't really resonate. Like I guess I'm so focused on the combat, like I'm not hearing the music.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, no, yeah, that's the thing, is like I feel like sorry, my dad just texted me this picture that he just bought this for the New Year's Eve party.
Jeez.
He looks creepy. I'm trying to appreciate like the audio design in games more, because I saw this this meme. I know it's like weird, like from a meme, but it was basically like this mom was like telling the kid to like turn down the music, or turn down like the game, and then the kid was like these people worked hours, countless hours, like nights and day working on this music, like I'm gonna keep it up, like if I want to, and then like some audio designer for some like the developer was just like, you tell him, kid. And I was like, that's a good point, you know? Yeah, like, you know, I got to appreciate the audio more.
No,
because
for sure.
They put in just as much work as the other guys.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I remember, like, Gears music resonated with me. Mm-hmm. But Sekiro doesn't really. But Sekiro, I'm so focused.
Sekiro. Yeah. I mean, the Gears music is always great. Like, you know, it's so intense and eerie. But, yeah, Call of Duty.
I didn't play, like, I only played Sekiro and Gears on that list. So.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Here we go. Best esports host. Who's your favorite out of these? I have no idea.
I don't know any of them.
Family Game. I'm a fake gamer. Luigi's Mansion 3.
I could see why.
Yeah, makes sense.
Have you seen any, before, any footage of Link in Super Mario Maker?
No.
I might try to play it again because of how creative people are getting with Link. Like, it's like mini dungeons and like Mario maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We got those games for free.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did see that they were doing the Link thing, but I haven't seen any
gameplay.
Like,
he has bombs, he has arrows, he can dash, he can like ground strike.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the music is like the dude, like the Zelda music.
Yeah. People make the music for it?
No. Oh, okay. It's in there, right? When you have, I guess you can pick the song like in a certain room if you have the Link power up.
Gotcha. All right, so here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. This is off the chain here, off the top of the dome. If you could choose a game to have a maker, like a maker version of that game, which game would it be? And you can't choose a Nintendo game.
Nintendo game.
Any other game. Like, it could be, it doesn't have to be like 2D like Mario Maker. It could just be anything.
It can be any, but I don't think any, like, I'm not going to say Gears and then, like, I don't think that would be good. I mean, Halo has it with Forge.
Yeah. So it's got to be another game, man. What could it be? What could it be?
It can't be a Nintendo game.
Okay, it can be on the Switch.
Yeah,
it
just the game not... I thought of immediately, and I why can't I remember the name of it?
Is
it's the samurai, the 2D samurai game that I played
on
the Switch.
Oh, the Messenger?
No.
Oh, Katana Zero.
Yeah, Katana
that
Zero.
One. Okay,
yeah,
that'd be
Katana
cool.
Katana Zero was so good.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I think for me, it might be like, could be God of War. Now,
how are you gonna do that?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. That's a good question. What's a game that like? I mean, they already do that stuff in Rocket League, actually. So maybe like Destiny.
But like multiplayer maps, like what?
No, you like dungeons and things like raids.
Oh.
You could build
okay,
raids.
Okay, yeah, that'd be
cool,
neat. That'd be
know?
Neat.
That would obviously need to be a lot more in depth than Mario Maker, but
right.
But it could be cool, yeah. Like something like that would be neat.
Did you dabble in any of that stuff in Link's Awakening? How you can make a dungeon?
I did. Like when I first got unlocked, it I tried it out and I was like, "This is stupid." I just didn't continue. Yeah,
they should just make their own. Like some of the stuff people make in Mario Maker with the Link like power up, like they would definitely, I think, succeed with a like a dungeon creator for Zelda. But
oh, that would sell. I mean, you know, like even if it was like the shrines, like not as intense as a dungeon.
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah.
Shrine.
I think,
like, people
I think
make
it would
shrines.
Work. Yeah, I think it would definitely work.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But I imagine that's more. I mean, unless it was like a 2D Zelda, but. Like if they were trying to do something that was like Ocarina of Time 3D, like that,
it might be tougher to do that.
But like a 2D, like one of the like original Zelda.
Yeah,
like,
it's definitely easier to do like a 2D
like
version.
Link's Awakening. Yeah,
yeah,
could be cool. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Katana Zero, huh?
Katana Zero. Katana, did you never played it?
I beat it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I beat it.
It's so good. Katana Zero is worth it.
All right, here we go. Best fighting game, Super Smash Bros.
Easy. Yeah.
Easy. Fresh indie game. Za?
Pizza?
I think... Za for Disco Elysium. That's what it is.
Wow.
It was
like
the
studio
name.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think Katana Zero
like,
was in that. I think that vote, that...
They were a Katana Zero is... Not in this.
Oh, I think they're in something. The game's great.
Let's see. Games for Impact. Gris? Didn't Celeste win that last year?
I think so.
Yeah. Gris? Yeah, whatever.
Gris?
Whatever.
Gris?
Disco Elysium, baby. Taking it home. Mobile game. Grindstone. Call of Duty Mobile 1. Oh, shit. Multiplayer game Apex Legends won over Borderlands 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Tetris 99, and
Division
2.
Borderlands
3
is like 2. A co-op. Like,
I know, yeah, it's not
Division
really.
2 is not as well received as everybody thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with Division 2.
I barely played it.
There's just so much to do.
Yeah.
And the problem with Division, it always ends up being like they don't do that great of a job, like, making sure that you're rewarded while you're still leveling up, like in the later levels.
Right.
Like Destiny, you know, I can do so much and I can be like, oh, I gained some few levels. I just feel like it's too grindy, I guess, for the Division.
Right.
I don't
know.
It just always feels like that at some point. It just sucks. But
what
really
are you
going to
do?
Fun. I wish Tetris 99 won that
91.
One.
91.
Tetris 91, baby.
That's because you come in 91th place all the time.
Oh! Got me.
Got him.
What time are we at here? It's a good time to stop for an ad.
Yeah, why not?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stop for an ad right here. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day if you decide to tune out. But if you don't, listen to the ad. Thank you. And we're back here, ladies and gentlemen, with the rest of the Mistakes Were Made podcast, talking about the best ongoing game from the Game Awards 2019. Fortnite. Who'd have thunk it? It was Fortnite. All right.
One of course more. It was Fortnite. Yeah. We also have the Dice Awards soon. I think in January, the Dice Awards, or early February. I don't remember.
Do we vote for that stuff?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up right now. The Dice Award. Now, is that... Is it like only six-sided, or can you bring in...
It's a 12.
More? Oh, wow. Actually, it looks like they're called... Wait, the Interactive Achievement Awards. I just typed in Dice Awards, and that's what comes up.
Interesting.
No, Dice Awards summary. Dice Awards nominees. Let's see. 22nd Dice Awards finalists revealed. Da-da-da-da-do. Greg Miller.
He hosts it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, is this an old article?
He hosted last year. I know that.
I know. That's why I'm trying to
Is
find.
It dated? Just check it's the not, date. What are you
dated.
Doing?
It's not dated. Just
what
says,
are you doing?
It says February 3rd. It says January 11th. Doesn't say the year. What kind of people are they? Register. Let's see if I hit register. Does it let me register? Oh, no. This event's no longer available. All right. That's an old one. Well, I don't know. Wait, 21st? I don't freaking know. I don't know. Where are the nominees?
Maybe they're not released yet.
They better be released, or I'm going to throw a riot here. All right. Let me just look at these finalists here. Yeah, this is God of War, Spider-Man, Moss, Red Dead Redemption 2. Who do you think is going to win?
Wait, what was it?
God of War, Red Dead Redemption 2, Spider-Man.
That was last year.
Moss. I don't.
God of War?
No, it was Moss.
Oh.
No, I don't know what one. Yeah, so, you know, living life. There's more for the Game Awards.
December
here.
Is kind of for gaming. It's a very meh month.
People just get new games.
Because everything's out already. Like, nothing new is getting released. And outside of the awards, there's nothing like... There's no news to talk about. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, I know. You're right.
I know I'm right.
It's a slow month.
I'm always
right. So, what we can talk about, though... Let's spoil Rise of Skywalker, shall we?
I can do that.
So... In the
you
third
can't
act,
do that. Yeah.
When
I'll
Han
tell you
Solo,
if you're right or wrong.
Okay, Han Solo returns.
Okay.
As Darth Vader.
Oh, you're okay? not. No, no.
And then Luke's like, "Whoa, dude, chill, Dad," and he's like, "Nah, man, I'm not gonna chill."
I think.
And
then, I don't know what you're talking
dude,
about.
Carrie Fisher arrives as Carrie Fisher.
Did we see different movies?
People like, "What's going on here?" This was the after credits scene.
Oh,
and
that didn't exist.
Carrie Fisher.
There is
like,
no after credits scene. Just so you know.
Yo, I'm dead. And then people are like, "What?" And then, you know...
You are out of your mind.
Chewbacca talks about, you know, he starts narrating...
He like, starts doing...
As Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
And he's basically talking about, you know, the way women look at him. All right, so The Witcher. The Witcher. I was just looking. Did you watch it?
I watched 15 minutes of the first episode, started to fall asleep, so I turned it off.
Yeah, it's a long... They're hour-long ones.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely want to watch it.
Yeah.
Just need to.
His voice is like The Witcher's.
Yeah.
Like in the game. Like, he does a good job.
Mr. Cavill?
Like The Witcher. Yeah. Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you've never played any of the Witcher games?
No, I've just watched.
I've played like half of three, maybe.
Yeah. I played The Witcher 2.
Oh,
2.5.
Why don't you read the books?
I did.
Oh.
I finished the books.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
I'm actually writing the next one.
Oh.
They hired me.
Did they?
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Oh, well.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You heard it here first.
Yep. No, but yeah, I watched the first episode and it was good. They're just trying to like set stuff up. So it's like it wasn't like the most exciting episode.
Yeah.
So it's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he kicks some ass at some point, which is cool. So that was awesome.
Okay.
I
watched him fight the first monster like in the very beginning.
Okay, yeah, that's a cool one. And he's got the black eyes, you know? And
yeah,
very cool, very cool.
What's more important is the ending of The Mandalorian where they reveal that Baby Yoda is Darth Maul.
Oh, my God, no way.
And he kills everything.
He redoes.
Yeah,
Now, is Darth Maul that short?
Yeah.
Now,
like he has, yeah, because he got chopped in half.
He's got like
as you know,
like the different strokes guy's disease. Where he's talking about. Sorry.
Yeah, and he also transformed races.
Oh.
Yeah.
Transform races?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like Baby Yoda takes the mask, his face.
No,
off,
no.
He
it's
looks
like
Darth Maul.
No.
Like he
no.
just.
It's just him.
Baby Yoda
yeah.
is Darth Maul.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a
really silly episode of Mistakes Were Made.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens now?
What happens now?
He kills
now?
Everybody and he's just left? He's the only
it's
one left?
It's just him. Yeah, he's actually also Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Because The Mandalorian takes place between episodes 6, yeah, 6 and 7. So Darth Vader would be dead. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. This is all made up.
But at the same time, it's not.
We don't have much gaming news to talk about.
I'm looking through a bunch of
stuff. He's looking through a bunch of stuff. Here. Let me see. I was watching this before. There was a Japanese trailer for the Sonic movie.
Was it Baby Sonic?
Yeah, it's Baby Sonic.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks adorable.
And I can announce here that The Mandalorian Season 2 premieres fall 2020.
Oh, it's not far away.
No. No.
Interesting.
You sleepy?
Oh man.
You sleepy?
Let's see. Man, they just keep talking about Disco Elysium. It's
yeah,
like,
there's really news barren things. There's a lot of deals. If you still are in the market for some video game stuff, there's a bunch of deals that are still active. You can
go like what?
You can go get that. Like get a look at Baby Sonic and the new trailer for the live action movie. I don't know. I'm just looking through IGN. There's deals on iPads. There's deals on PlayStation stuff. Let's go check it out if you're interested.
Check it out. All right. Hyperlight Drifter, free game.
What's your thoughts on... This might take us to the end. What are your thoughts on, like, Stadia? Like, the state of Stadia?
The
like,
state of Stadia. Yeah, all right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I think that Google Stadia is the greatest invention ever. You forget the wheel. All right. This is
you
it.
You jest, sir.
Okay, so Google Stadia, I think
like
that,
it's not being well received.
Yeah, I think that they obviously everyone says this, they should have launched an early access like Microsoft did.
Mm-hmm.
People wouldn't give it such hate because it's not working that well. There's so many things they sort of promised and they just ended up falling flat with at launch, and you know it's early access without saying it's early access, but the fact they didn't say it makes people upset because they bought into it, all that stuff. So
did you hear about like Borderlands recently got put on Stadia?
Yeah,
but it's only up till an October update.
Yeah, it's
like
2 months
missing 2 months worth of content. Like that's to me that's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like, they're too late to the game with some of this stuff.
Yeah. And I think it's been said before, but I, I've played xCloud before, right?
Yeah, so have I.
Like, to me, game streaming should be like an option to what you already have.
Right.
Like, it shouldn't be your sole way of gaming. So, you know, you're at home, you're probably not using Google Stadia, or I'm sorry, like xCloud if you're at home. Like if you already have an Xbox, you're going to be playing on Xbox.
Right.
But if you're at a hotel or if you're away at a friend's house and you're like, oh, like later, let me load up
my
thing.
It's like your secondary form of playing video
games.
Right.
It's like I think of it as like the PlayStation Vita or like the Switch when you're on the go. Like, well, I guess the Switch is a little different. But like just being able to take your games anywhere, that's like the appeal of it.
Yeah.
But I think that it should be like an option. Like it's not something that like should not yet at least. Like it's our internet is not ready
it's
to
not
support
ready for
that.
Yeah.
And the industry just isn't ready to I mean, you know, like Doom had to get delayed.
I know.
So that screwed that over and you know, screwed the release for Stadia over and then Borderlands obviously having like issues with it, and I just think it's like we're already so accustomed to like having specific hardware that Microsoft's doing it the right way. Like, they've already said, like, listen, like, the games on Game Pass, you're going to have an option to also play those on xCloud if you have Game Pass Ultimate or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, that's how it should be. Like, I shouldn't, like, be forced to stream the games. Like, if I don't have good internet, I don't want to, you know, I'll download it. I'll just download it.
But now with Stadia, right, you need to either, like, if you want.
You can't download the game.
No. So, like, you should go the route of. I mean, they for xCloud, they haven't said, like, how much it's going to cost to use xCloud yet,
they haven't said that. But they did say it would be included with Game Pass, so you can just get Game Pass. And there you go. You have xCloud, technically, for all those games. But I imagine it's not going to be more than Stadia. Like, the...
I'd imagine it's not, and I could see them bundling something with maybe Game Pass or something.
Well, they are.
Yeah, so you get it, or it gets its own. Like, it should be like you said, like, it should be a secondary form. Like, you could download your games on your Xbox, and then you could play them like on your phone later. You know,
right? And giving it as an option, like, from Microsoft's point of view, means that not everyone is going to be using it, which means there's not a lot of stress, you know, not a ton of stress on those servers. For Google, everyone is streaming the games, so that's even more stress on the servers.
Yeah.
Like, what Google should have done is released a box that was like, all right, you can stream your games from here, or you can download one, like, up to one or two games.
I mean, they said the box, in quotes, I guess, is the Chromecast thing.
But you can't download anything.
No, you can't download them. Yeah. And then, again, Google's flub is, like, you can only play Stadia on the Pro versions, like Chromecast, that you could get. If you had Chromecast Pro or whatever it's called, the Ultra, already, you couldn't. I think now you can, but you couldn't until recently.
They didn't do a software update yet. And you couldn't play on, like, Chrome yet, I think. You could only play through the Chromecast or, like, your Pixel.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, but on xCloud, they're testing on a bunch of Android phones. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
yeah, like, you couldn't use it on iPhones or anything like that. Like,
yeah. So it's just like,
it's really,
well, maybe now,
it's really clunky launch.
Yeah.
Like, it's just super clunky.
Like, there's a difference between, like, getting out of the gate first and, like, actually winning the race, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I think, like, maybe xCloud, like, scared them a little bit, and they're like, we got to get out, you can't do beta bullshit. But maybe the beta stuff would people pay money to get into betas all the time. I still think they would have made money, and they have a little bit better press, and maybe when it full releases it would have been better, but now they're just like, eh.
But, like, honestly, like
people have said, they've canceled their pre-orders because, like, it's all games that they already owned or are just old.
And what's going to stop, like, Gearbox from also going to Microsoft and being like, hey, like, we want to put Borderlands 3 on xCloud?
Unless they have contractual obligations with maybe Stadia or something.
Right, nothing. But I'm just saying, like, like, they're going to want people to play it on xCloud if they're able. If xCloud, because they're doing all this, like, early access stuff, they're going to figure this shit out before they launch, hopefully. And so people from Gearbox are going to be like, oh, we'd rather people stream it through xCloud because it actually is updated and it works, versus, like, Stadia, who just wanted any part of the game just so they could say they had Borderlands 3 on there.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares about Stadia until they're going to get, like,
if you are a Borderlands fan and you have, like, if you're a Borderlands fan, I'm assuming you have other means to play it. And you get Stadia, like, you're not waiting for the Stadia release to play that game.
Yeah.
Like, you need exclusives.
Yeah.
Or day and date stuff with other stuff, with other consoles.
Even day and date, like, who?
Or cross-platform stuff.
Yeah. But, like, who would get it on, like, who would buy Google Stadia to play it?
Unless it's, like, Like people have used, like the not super hardcore gamer that, like, want the box, doesn't want, like, the giant PC or an Xbox or something.
I guess, but it's, like, also, like, xCloud is going to be working on your computer as well.
Yeah, no, like, I know. I think xCloud's going to crush it if it runs the way it's going to run.
I just feel like if you like games, you have one of the, like, even if you don't have a PC, you have an Xbox. Yeah,
if
you
you're
have
a fan of video games, you have one of the other options that are is already better than Stadia. Unless you want to play on the go, then just buy a fucking Switch.
Yeah.
And play something like.
And chances are, if you're not super into games, you don't have an amazing internet connection anyway.
That can handle Stadia.
Yeah, that could handle streaming an entire game.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I'm into games, and my internet probably couldn't handle a steady stream of Stadia.
I don't think mine could.
Yeah, like, I just, it's just, I mean, I understand, like, the appeal as far as, like, it's cool tech.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I honestly feel like Google would have maybe had, and they could turn all the shit around. Who knows?
They could. They could dump it like all the other new tech that, like,
yeah,
they've had a track record of just dumping new stuff.
They probably won't dump it as soon as people kind of think, just because of the other stuff. Because the other stuff wasn't so heavily promoted. But I think, like, Google probably would have had a better time if they, like, combined forces. Like, didn't do Stadia, combined forces with Microsoft, and was like, hey, like, we want to be partners.
Let's work with you on this.
Here's a bunch of our servers and shit. Like, tell us what you know about games. Uh-huh. And then Google would have made exclusive studios to make games on xCloud.
Yeah, that and probably could have been more successful than Stadia.
I feel like that would have been a better route. If you know, obviously, they want a lot of money, but they would still get money that way because they'd get a cut from these exclusive games. And they would have all these learning. Like, Microsoft's been in the game business
for
since the original Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, Google's never really been in it. So it's like they're making all these. They didn't have achievements when it first came out. Like, that popped up on the screen. That's,
they still,
like,
don't pop. Well, like, do they pop? You can't track them, really.
Yeah.
You can't track them on your phone. Like, you can't go on your on the mobile site on your phone and see your achievements.
Yeah.
How is that not compatible? Like, it's Google. And that's a website.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be able to handle that. Like,
yeah, but
like, that'd be unacceptable.
That's like their blind side with, like, they don't know,
like, what's
what
important.
Gamers are thinking, is important, you know? Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo. I mean, well, Nintendo's not that great with some of it, but they
Nintendo
still know,
also doesn't care. Like,
yeah,
they know what, like, they know. Like, they know what they are, you know, and they just embrace
that. Yeah, I can
that.
Go on my PlayStation or my Xbox app right now and see all my achievements, games I've played.
Yeah.
How much time I put in.
And you could do that since the beginning, pretty much.
Yeah. So I just think, they didn't have to be first out of the gate. Microsoft's not even ready. Like, they should have realized, like, oh, shit, Microsoft isn't even ready with their shit yet. Why the hell would we think we're ready when we've never been in the game business before? Like, they didn't have to be first. Like, and they've talked about this in, like, the Kind of Funny podcast, but, like, Google is potentially tarnishing the streaming
name. What could be good,
So, you know, it might put some pressure on Microsoft just to release a little bit earlier, just to show that, okay, this isn't all bad.
Or maybe do, like, a bigger beta thing or something that, like, but you've played it. I've played it. It's not bad. Like,
Yeah, and it's early access.
Yeah.
Like, if there's issues, I'm like, oh, okay, they'll fix that. Mm-hmm. I've submitted feedback reports on the app. Like, saying, like, oh, like, this
I hope
buddy.
Google has stuff like that and they're actually listening.
I don't think they do. Well, I don't know. Who knows? They didn't have achievements. I appreciate the fact that they're trying to do all these things because it is something that's new to gaming, but they just did it the wrong way. Like, you know, hopefully they learn their lesson. We've seen big turnarounds happen before with these sort of things. Like No Man's Sky, obviously big turnaround. Xbox One itself, big turnaround.
Yeah,
you know, not winning the race. But
they have to be open to listening to the consumers.
Exactly.
We'll
see.
I mean, Google has enough other stuff that they could just let Stadia go away and the company won't really. Maybe it'll be affected, take a hit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't go out of business, I wouldn't think. You know, they're fucking Google.
And that's the big thing, too, is, like, it's all software-based. So it's, like, it's not like people are complaining about, like, the performance of this box that they put out and they can't fix that. Like, they can fix it now with software, like, updates and things like that. And hopefully they're good at that. They're Google. But I just think they just kind of... It was too early. Premature.
Yeah.
Premature.
Yeah, I think it's, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just a rush job almost.
Yeah. Just,
I never really planned on getting it.
Yeah, I almost just bought it, like the Founders thing, just because it was, because I was like, oh, this is like a cool idea, like, you know, and I'm like, it's Google, so maybe they like have some sort of idea of like at least the tech behind it.
Yeah.
But it seems like even that is not even that consistent. So I'm happy I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
I'm happy I just got into the xCloud beta and I've tried that out and like that's been cool. But yeah, I just think they, you know, yeah,
they jumped the gun a little bit, I think. They should have delayed it or did the the beta route.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would have been much less newsworthy of it not behaving the way it should if it was labeled a beta or
they should have
100%
did the beta, because even them delaying it, like, you get all these free testers for you.
Yeah.
They give you all this data and all this feedback to make your system better.
Uh-huh.
And like,
and you can see your servers react with like a big test, like a big player base.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, you can be like, all right, we're releasing, you get the, like, one of the big things of me wanting to actually play some xCloud is they added Madden to it, and I don't own Madden, but I could play it for free.
Play it in the beta,
and I'm like, that's awesome. Like,
yeah,
like that's gonna make me test it, you know. Regardless,
could you play it on your Xbox?
Only
like your phone or the computer?
It's only my phone right now, not the computer.
Only the phone.
Yeah, they're they said they're working on 2020 to release the computer version.
I wonder if they'll do like a little dongle, like a Chromecast or whatever for xCloud.
They said there was like a big image release with all these company names. They're working with like all these smart TV providers to have an app on it. So
that's neat.
If you have a smart TV,
so then maybe you could buy games right from that, and you know, Stadia will just get you could use
that's
the same way
you
use Stadia
too. Yeah, they should have partnered with fucking smart TVs instead of, you know, making people buy a Chromecast Ultra.
Yeah, no, that's smart. Roku, which, shit like that.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. It's just too early, and we'll see what happens. See what happens. Google Stadia.
Yeah, I'm not in the market for that right now.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I showed like this one guy at work is like a huge PC gamer. He plays like World of Warcraft and stuff, like you've seen. Yeah, and I showed him like right when Stadia was announced. Like I was like, oh, like check this out. Like they just announced this like earlier today or whatever. And I was showing him the website, and he like, he was just like, he's like, oh, I have a Steam link, and he's like, I'll just use that. And I was like, that's a good point. I was like, I have a Steam link as well. And he's like, yeah, like my PC is probably like better than like the servers they have. And I'm like, yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
I was like, I have that as well, maybe. And I've used my Steam link downstairs. It's been great. Uh-huh. So
yeah,
I'm like, yeah, it's a good point. You know, I've even loaded my Steam link up at work just to see like if it was laggy, like at lunchtime, and like it was.
It worked.
Yeah, I mean it was fine. Yeah, right. You know, not any worse than Stadia.
It seems like there's a lot of things that they could do that they just haven't really.
Yeah, it's just a bummer, you know. So we're at 53. Minotos.
Mm-hmm.
So would you I mean, Sony has like PlayStation Now, which is also like streaming service.
Yeah,
but like, because Microsoft seems to be, they're gonna be set up great for the next generation, you know, with Game Pass, xCloud, all that kind of stuff. They're very consumer friendly. Do you see like Sony kind of like doubling down on their PlayStation Now service and like trying to make it more like a Game Pass plus xCloud sort of streaming thing?
Maybe if they start to lose their lead.
Yeah.
Like if Microsoft starts to bring out like bangers of first party titles, you might see Sony start doing that, but I don't think they're really scared right now, because I mean, I know Microsoft's getting all these companies, like these game studios and stuff.
Yeah.
They still aren't impressing me with their first party lineup yet, and to me that's what sells it.
Yeah. They did say that like some of those studios haven't shown like what the majority of their teams have been working on yet.
Oh yeah, I know.
So, I mean
that
we'll
like
see.
That could change.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Could change, but as of right now I don't know, and I'm not crazy confident in it. Like
yeah.
Like what's the game they announced for Series X? Like the trailer that they announced with it.
Oh, Hellblade.
Like, it didn't knock my socks off. Yeah,
I mean, it looks great. I've never played Hellblade. Apparently, it's amazing.
It looks great, yeah. But
apparently,
it's
the
like,
first Hellblade is awesome. Like, I was watching Gold Glove, or he was, like, tweeting. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I just played the first Hellblade, and, like, how have I never played this game before? And I was like, oh, maybe I'll... Like, if they put it on Game Pass...
I mean, they might now, since the second one is going to come to, you know...
Yeah.
But, yeah, right now I think they're prepping for that possibility.
Yeah.
But I think that's just like a wild card for them. Like they'll see how the market goes, and then they'll put more money towards that if they need to.
Yeah, I think this is kind of like the first time where, like, the next generation is sort of less about, like, oh, this is exclusive... I mean, that's still important, like exclusive versus exclusive on these different consoles. And now it's almost like Microsoft is trying to, like, obviously, like, the exclusives are still important, but it's also like, oh, you can either buy, like, this exclusive on PlayStation that's out right now, or you can buy an Xbox or just like a PC and just get Game Pass and have hundreds of great games that maybe you've never played before. So it's becoming like service exclusive versus service exclusive, like which one is more value, you know? Because like obviously, like playing like The Last of Us is great, but once I'm done with The Last of Us, like if I don't have anything else to play on PlayStation, I'm not gonna play anything else, you know? Like
right,
like if I play God of War, I beat God of War, I'm not gonna play, like, what else am I gonna play on PlayStation?
PlayStation, like, is like my first party machine. Like I don't play any multiplayer
but
stuff
exactly on. Like that's like what, like, Microsoft is, like, they're posing the question, like, okay, you can play, like, that great game,
mm-hmm.
but, like we have a bunch of really good games that you can just play for $10 a month or whatever, and it's, like...
But then, like, see...
What do kids want? It's, like, kids, you know, like, what
and
do
then
they
people
prefer?
Like us who, if all their main games are on PC, like, I'm not going to buy the next Xbox if I can get... the next, like, Gear 6 on PC. Like,
oh, yeah,
like I'm not going to do it. I'll buy a PS5 to play God of War 2 and, like, Horizon 2 and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get an Xbox because I can get on my PC.
Right.
Which, like, I've had for 2 or 3 years at this point and still runs. Like, I'm playing Fallen... Since I got my Xbox... My PC, I've upgraded my graphics card once. Like, I have a 1080 in it. And I'm playing Fallen Order at 4K, 60 FPS, no problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it's already powerful than...
Yeah, while running Discord.
Yeah, and whatever the fuck else runs in the background.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point... But, I mean, I guess that's what they're trying to do. Like, I'm still going to give Microsoft my money.
Yeah.
Through games, Game Pass or buying their games. But I'm going to buy the PS5 box because I can't get those games on PC.
Yeah. Well, I feel like also I'm just like thinking as like from the perspective of like, let's say like a parent walks into GameStop and like in this Xbox One versus PS4 generation, they're going to ask the GameStop employee like, hey, like my kid like wants this for Christmas, like wants a console for Christmas. Like, which one do you recommend? And they're going to be like, oh, PS4. Like, they're going to love it. It's got all these exclusives. You know, like, yeah, that would be great.
That's and now, but that, I think that market's shrinking.
Oh no, well, I'm saying now it's gonna be like, what should my kid get, the Xbox or the PlayStation? And the person will be like, oh, the PlayStation's got great games, but have you heard of Game Pass?
Yeah.
And then like, I'm such a big like proponent of Game Pass, and like parents are gonna be like, oh, that sounds like a great deal. My kid will get hundreds of games for $10 a month instead of a $60 game every like 3 or 4 months that they want, you know? So
no, I agree. It's definitely like different ways to attack the market.
Yeah.
And we'll see which it's one works. Really, cause Game Pass is like kind of like the first of its thing almost, you know? So
like, honestly, I honestly think of it as Netflix or Hulu versus Disney Plus. Like, what is the really good thing to watch right now on Disney Plus? The Mandalorian.
I mean, The Mandalorian, but it's not even that good,
but that's Sony, right? Yeah. Like that is Sony, but then like how many shows do you watch on Netflix, like all these Netflix originals or whatever that like, you know, are some of them are good, some of them are like or whatever. Like I see that, like that.
Like that's Xbox.
Sort. I mean, not Netflix has like better shows than Xbox has games. But
I get what you're saying.
But I just feel like that's like the just the whole service side. Like that's what the world is turning to. You know, like Disney starting a fucking service thing and all that stuff. Like whatever CBS had one and all that. So I just think that that's like where it's just gonna be interesting to like see what do people care about more? Do they care about like an exclusive game that comes out every 6 months? Like, will someone, let's say the new like Last of Us Part Two comes out, and the next Sony exclusive is, you know, 6 months after that or something like holiday season. Like, is someone going to be like, oh, I'll just wait until holiday season to get a deal, and then I'll play Last of Us 2, and then whatever game comes out holiday.
A little more.
Or would they, are they like, oh, I'll just buy an Xbox. You know, like, I don't know. What are they going to care about more? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, before, obviously, PS4, people care about that more because the games are just so good. But it's like, I mean, like, if God of War came out, like, there's only a few games that would make me get a PS5. It was only on PS5, and it's God of War 2, and...
I mean, maybe that's like gonna happen.
Spider-Man 2, maybe.
But both of those are gonna happen. Like, I'm gonna get a PS5. Like, right. I'm gonna get one.
Right.
And like we've had this conversation before. I wouldn't get one for Horizon 2, but because I'm getting one for those two games you just mentioned, I'm gonna play Horizon 2.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Just, yeah, but you wouldn't get it at Horizon 2.
No, but see, like,
it's like date.
I guess Gears is the only game I get the next Xbox for.
Well, Halo Infinite, maybe.
I wouldn't buy it for that.
Yeah, you would. No, yeah, you would.
So. But they're on PC anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's the weird part about it. It's like, Microsoft's like, hey, it's a great service, and, like, you can play it on whatever you want.
Like, day and date with first parties.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I didn't buy it. I bought, like, I play Gears off Game Pass. Like, I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, same here. I have not purchased it. But either way, Stadia sucks.
Full I wouldn't circle. Say it sucks, but it's just it has...
Dude, it sucks.
It has more room to improve.
Yeah, it's got a lot more room to improve. Yeah. It fucking is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just not good.
I know.
Yeah, it's like fucking hell.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to wrap up the pod here because we're over an hour. And I hope everyone has a great rest of the day. Bags, thanks for joining me.
Yep, no problem.
Happy New Year.
Yep.
And thank you for listening.
Yep.
All right. Follow us at MistakesCast on Twitter and at Nookshots on Twitter. All right. Take it easy, everybody.
Peace.